Welcome to Hammer Down! Number one sports betting show coming out of the McAfee Corporate offices. I am Tone Diggs.
And a baby Tone.
That's Bubba Gumpino. He is a Canadian sensation. He is a bearded wonder. How are you doing, Paul?
What a fucking night for the lads last night.
What a night for the lads. We'll fucking go through it. Nikki Skates, how are you?
How we doing? How we doing?
Great. How you doing?
Good. How you doing?
Good. Good. You?
Gotcha.
Nice.
Otter? We're all the way back, boys.
Otter, how you doing?
All the way back.
Oh, I mean, we had Go Bolts last night. Over came through. Never a doubt. White Sox all the way back. Never a doubt.
Thank you. Let's go through it. By the way, guess what? Just gave myself a fucking wrench, so I will never be left out again.
Oh, fuck.
Oh, no, fucking wrench, though.
Only hockey talk is left to fall, left to crumble.
Good luck. I don't know who runs that, but good luck.
Probably fucking that snake Bill Becker.
You finally gave you one?
No, I just gave it to myself.
Oh.
Yeah. Played the game.
Why didn't you do that earlier?
Well, you have to go. I went on my phone to comment on here from the Hammer Down account. Oh, and from the Hammer Down account, gave myself a... Because on Friday, I was in here commenting. No one fucking believed it was me. Anyways, yes, last night we had the boats. Go boats. Mid had the over. Yeah. Mid had the over
fuck
in the boats.
Yeah.
I believe Nikki Skates mentioned Palat.
No, that was – so Palat was earlier. We talked before the series started about him having over 1.5 goals or to score 2-plus goals in the series.
Okay, well, that helps.
That does help. I had Steven Stamkos to have 4 shots on goal and a point.
Stammer did have a point.
And I had, obviously, Go Bolts. There was another parlay. We discussed the shots on goal parlay that neither of you liked. For 4
that's not
players
true.
To have 2-plus shots on not goal true. And Vasilevskiy to have 35-plus saves that also hit. What do you say about that, Gumpy?
Hey, fuck, Bolts win. You fucking bet whatever shots you want. I don't give a shit. Everybody in the fucking ice could have a shot.
Hey, not without a sweat for a little bit, though. You were panicking a bit early on when...
First time I ever thought the Bolts were in trouble. First time this whole playoffs I was actually like... And it was when the first goal got in. I think I messaged you. I think we're in trouble here. But it got called back. But then when they called the second one, it was like, man, felt like they needed to score first.
Hey, when was that?
Even the second one could have fucking been called back too.
Hey, when was that first official goal scored?
Was it before 10 minutes?
Oh, yeah, it was.
Good job.
Yeah, I mean, you knew it. It had to be done. Great.
Pat yourself on the back, man.
Well, Mitt didn't do it.
I can't do it from fucking where I'm at.
Mitt didn't do it, so I had to.
What?
Well, no, nothing. Nothing. Don't worry about it.
Congrats, Tony. Congrats.
Thanks, Mitt. Yeah, things on the ice were great last night. Tampa is now officially... Hey, you know what? I'll say...
We got a series. That's
I'm not
going to
say they were out of the series, and I'm not going to say they're back in the series because they were never out of it. Would you like to know why? Because the series doesn't start until you lose on your home ice.
Been saying it.
It's always there.
It's always there.
I think the next thing now you look at is momentum has clearly shifted to Tampa Bay side. What about Darcy Kemper in net for
you're allowed to have a down game.
That was what Friedge said. Friedge said it today. Things don't start going his way. His body language, my friend. Should have fucking hit the Bolts at +500.
Listen, Vasi had the same game the night before.
Yeah, but he didn't hang his head. They tried to take him out. He said, I'm fucking staying in. I'm finishing this game.
Well, how did Frank Sos. No, it's Frank Coop.
I mean, he looked all right given the circumstances. Yeah. He still let at least one in. They got at least one on him. But I mean, he held the fort pretty good when Kemper was out.
Yeah, he does. He always does.
Rupper did send us some stats that were a bit alarming from the game last night.
About Fram Koop?
No, in general. Like, the Avalanche still were.
Oh, like,
but
chances.
Also, part of that, I think, is when you're playing catch up,
yeah,
you're going to have better numbers in certain categories. But that's again, you know, I see a lot of people like, oh, you guys hate the Avalanche. We don't hate the Avalanche. No, we're just, well, Gumpy does. But I am strictly just looking at this from the betting perspective, and I'm looking at the Bolts to get back in this because I want a long series. I want seven games.
Bolts are still plus 240 on the series. Lions are minus 300.
I'm surprised I seen it on fucking Tony Soprano's fucking paper this morning.
What's that?
Bolts in seven.
Oh, did you?
Yeah.
Conn Smythe is currently locked. I will say this right now. Where's the game at? Eastern time zone tomorrow. Are they all puck drops at 8 o'clock?
Yeah.
Okay. We are 8 o'clock, you said?
Yes.
28 hours and change. Okay. 28 hours, 37 minutes and change from puck drop tomorrow night.
Do you know what tonight is?
We're sitting -110. You tell Mickey Mouse.
No, don't fucking don't mess with it, dude.
He better trot his ass out.
No, we're already on the Bolts.
There's no reason.
Gumpy and I are already on the Bolts. Coin, yeah.
Dude. We made our bet.
It is for undecided bettors. It is for a game you can't possibly decide with your mortal mind. We're on the Bolts on this one.
We're not fucking coin flipping game for the Stanley Cup, dude.
Remember when the coin got the flip on the stage at the Super Bowl?
Yeah.
That might have been the end of them.
Okay. What did it pick?
Well, I mean,
that was not
a winner.
He hasn't been around much since. Let's talk about tonight, lads.
The NHL, the ever popular, always entertaining, completely electric NHL awards show will go on live at 7 p.m. Eastern time with the incredibly funny Kenan Thompson as the host. And if you've had any future bets, they aren't up anymore, unfortunately. But for player awards, for MVP, for the Hart Trophy, for Norris, for best defenseman, all those individual awards will be decided tonight. So you'll get some tickets paying out tonight, I will assume.
Okay. Are those on TV?
I think they're on ESPN.
Oh, nice. That's fucking Weeksy, dude.
Well, Weeksy's hosting?
I think Weeksy's a part of it, ain't he, Nick?
He'll be there in some former capacity. Is on ESPN.
What about his suit? Did you see Weeksy's suit last night?
Weeksy always looks fresh.
Rapper going to be there?
Chocolate chip mint. There.
Okay. That's awesome.
You know who won't be there, Tony? The coin. He doesn't show up to shit anymore.
Did we or did we not win last night? What are we talking about the coin for?
Justin, I see 110.
Used to be a working man storied bookmaker, and now
the coin is for games that no mere mortal
can pick. That's what the coin is for. Whatever.
We're on the fucking Bolts. Get it. Live with it.
Okay, fine. We're on the Bolts. All right. We'll talk more about that tomorrow.
Coin could be also.
You don't have to be on the Bolts.
I will be on the Bolts at home.
Okay, so we got a team ride then. What are we talking about?
I just wanted to see if that fucking mutt agreed or not. It would be a team ride.
Maybe you flip it for game five in Colorado.
Okay.
I will flip the coin for game seven if there is a game seven.
Well, no, you can't do that.
Yes, you can.
You can't fucking coin flip.
You can do whatever you want.
That's bad juju.
We had a good night on the diamond. The fucking boost hit. That was sweet. With the Red Sox, Yankees, and Braves all winning. Braves and Yankees was a nail biter in the ninth for both, and then they ended up both pulling it out. I was 2-0 with White Sox, and what was the other one?
Dads.
And the Dads, they came through. You were 4-1, right?
Yeah, Webb got me. Giants were down 1-0 after 5.
That wasn't his fault, though.
Tough scene. Winkowski might be the fucking pitcher of the future for the Sox. Shoved it again last night.
Would be the bat's fault. parlay that, like the 5 or 16 parlay that I gave out, the only one that lost was fucking the 8. Did I say the Angels? Because remember,
Were you on the Angels?
No, because they were last in the league against lefties. And Bubic actually, you know, came out and did his thing.
Bubic's coming around.
Mitt was on the Sox, right? Full game and first five?
Hell yeah.
Okay.
Tony, I'm also starting to find myself becoming a halfway Pittsburgh Pirates fan.
Oh. Fucking.
I mean, I'm watching these players because I'm.
Was it fucking because of O'Neal Cruz?
I mean, O'Neal Cruz. We also got
Cabrian Hayes.
Smith. I'm not going to butcher his last name, but the outfielder, Smith and Jawe, I think. Is that right?
Yes.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, I watched these guys as they were coming up through the AAA, through the Indianapolis Indians, yeah. Going to all their games. I
forgot you were, actually.
I, like, actually becoming a fan of these guys. Like, O'Neal Cruz, I actually really liked.
By the way, guess fucking Bucko Jack Sawinski's leading the league in home runs for rookies.
Yeah, these kids are fucking awesome.
You get another custom jersey this year, Mitt?
Yeah, dude. I think I'm going to get the Pittsburgh color one.
When you got fucking
Sawinski. What, they got it?
You got Sawinski and O'Neal Cruz so and fucking cool. Cabrian Hayes, and then... Yo, Reynolds.
What's Chavis doing? Chavis, ex-Red Sox.
Fucking, hey. The boys are, hey. Future's bright. Except for on the mound. Kind of need some more arms on the mound. Except for, hey, Brubaker's coming back.
Is that a win? Is he 1-7?
Yeah.
He's on the board. He broke the goose egg. He's good now.
All right. You want to jump into, we did the ice. You want to go to Diamond?
Here we go.
Lots of games tonight. Two.
Oh, yeah.
4, 6, 8, 10, 12, 14, 15 games on this beautiful Tuesday night. First pitch for the first game, 6:40 p.m. in Miami. Colorado visits the Marlins. Ryan Feltner versus Daniel Castano. I don't have anything on this game.
Good luck, my friend.
You also do not have anything on this game.
No, thank you.
All I can tell you is that the Marlins have a better home record than the Colorado Rockies do on the road.
There you go.
Not a lot on these pitchers. Not a lot of innings pitched for these guys this year. So we're staying away from that one. Next game. Dodgers go into Cincy. Gonsolin versus Mall, however you want to say it. Gonsolin is 8-0 with a 1-4-2.
What the fuck is this?
I know, right?
Him and Marty Perez, fucking best pitchers in baseball.
Gonsolin was pretty good last year, though, as well. But he would go like two or three innings.
Yeah.
He's gone a little longer now. I personally, am I on this? I thought I might be laying. No, I did not take this.
No, I'm out on this one, Tone. I got a stinking suspicion that the Reds might show up.
Yeah, sometimes that'll happen.
I don't know why. I have no idea why, but...
Ooh, as we're going through these, I do have to pay attention that it is Dinger Tuesday, which I did no work on yet, so yeah, we will pay attention to that.
You know the routine.
Chicago in Pittsburgh. Schwarmer goes against Ronzi Contreras, who is a young pitcher for the Buccos, who I believe hasn't given up a run at home yet. Let me see his splits real quick. Yeah, he's got a 0.00... ERA at home in 13 innings. Not so good on the road. But for some reason, thought about taking the Buccos off after last night and all the juice, but I decided to stay away.
Yeah, I'm out, Tom.
Mitt, you taking your Buccos or not?
Yeah, I think I'm on a full game.
Yeah, baby. Why not, Mitt?
I mean,
Cubs
they're
stink.
Hot, dude. The Cubs absolutely stink. They have the Cubs bullpen fucking sucks too. Like, let's go. Full game.
Let's go, Mitt.
I probably watched four baseball games. One of them has been the Cubs game, and they said their bullpen stunk on the broadcast.
Hey, at least you're listening.
There we go.
Mitt.
Fetty's going against Jordan Lyles in Baltimore tonight. I wanted nothing of this.
Nope.
I think you'd have to lean Nats, maybe? They're both bad.
There's some incredible fucking matchups tonight.
Incredible matchups. Here's one, though. Cortez is going up against Beeks.
Yeah.
Yankees are hot. Rays are not.
Yeah, what are we talking about?
Cortez's only flaws have been on the road, if that worries you at all. I assume it doesn't worry you at all.
No. Big Beeks just threw the other day, didn't he? Wasn't he pitching Friday?
See, it's undecided on ESPN, but FanDuel has him as going. Or no, he's up there now.
What's Yanks first five? You got to lay it?
Yanks first five. They're 176 for the game. First five, 170. Laying a half, it's minus 115.
Going to have to lay the half here, aren't we?
Might have to. I'm staying away.
Give me your stance, Kate. Yeah, I'm rolling Yanks.
I don't know why.
At this point, Yanks first five minus a half. And as usual, fucking give me a fucking Rizzo bomb for the lad.
Yanks are literally 50-17.
Disgusting.
9-1 in their last 10. The Rays are 2-8 in their last 10. I don't know why I'm not on the Yankees right now.
Sox are in third. Jumped the Rays last night.
Yeah, Rays are not. They're not playing. They're not getting the pitching that they normally. Well, McClanahan has, but yeah, I'm not. Yankees is obviously the way to go. Bo Brisky's going against Rich Hill in Detroit and Boston.
Yeah,
I will go Boston full game run line because you got to lay 1.5, or at least when I looked at it earlier, I had to lay 1.5 first five, which I'm not going to do with Boston.
Can I interest you in first half result at -150?
I did see that as well.
That's what I am on with Big Dick Mountain on the bump.
You're on Rich Hill fucking first five result -150?
Hell yeah.
Yeah.
Rich Hill. I bet on the Tigers on Friday. I don't know if I'll be doing that ever again.
They have been good against lefties, which is my only worry, but I'll go Boston full game run line here.
I think he'll be throwing the fucking 50 mile per hour fucking mud, dude.
Even money. San Fran's at Atlanta. DeSclafani versus Strider. Strider's actually got a pretty good ERA and has performed pretty well.
DeSclafani only thrown a couple. Is he back from injury?
Yeah, these teams are both hot. Let me see here. Let me make sure. He's got three games back. He went 3 and gave up 2, went 4 and gave up 2, and went 5 and gave up 5. So I'm going to jump on – I jumped on Atlanta here.
Are you on him? First five money line, or is you have to lay a half?
First five money line. Or no, sorry, I went full game money line. Sorry.
Ooh, good on you, lad.
Yeah, why not?
There you go.
Why not? It has jumped up a bit, so you may – want to lay it or whatever, but I'm gonna take the Braves in this one. You doing anything?
Nah, I'm out.
I was worried because the Giants are hot, but we'll see if this Glafani gets it together. Guardians are in Minnesota. Savali versus Joe Ryan. I'm gonna
Savali's go. Savali's been bad, huh?
Yes, he has, and Joe Ryan's been pretty good. And the Twins can fucking hit. Cleveland, here is the worry. Okay,
where are they? What are they first five money line?
Who's that?
Twins.
Twins first five money line are, oh shit, jumped up to -180 now.
Jeez Louise.
But here's the worry. Cleveland is 8-2 in their last 10. They've been playing some fucking good ball. 6-1 in their last 7 on the road. 16-5 in their last 21. Cleveland has. I did hear a stat this morning though that I think they've only had 6 wins the entire year of teams that have over .500 record. So I think they're beating up on lesser teams. So I'm going to lean or take Twins here.
There you go.
Don't love it, though, because the Guardians are playing pretty well. Phillies at Texas. Gibson versus your boy Marty Perez.
Oh, man. This is a tough one.
Yeah, and it's tough enough that I stayed away.
I fucking had to pull the trigger. Give me the Rangers first.
There you go. Gibson's actually, both of these guys have pitched well.
Yeah, Gibson, I don't know. I always worry about National League pitchers going to the American League. I mean, Gibson used to pitch for the Rangers, so it's kind of a coming home of sorts. But I don't know. Marty Perez is going to get me at some point. I'm sure it'll be tonight, but here we go. It's a decent number with him on the bump.
Yeah, either way you go, it was a decent number.
Yep.
New York's at – Mets are at Houston. Trevor Williams goes against Urquidy. I will take the Mets first five plus a half. Trevor Williams' numbers have been better than Urquidy's, and Mets have been better than the Strohs, and plus a half with the Mets, so I'll take it.
What happened to Urquidy?
He has not had a great year so far.
He's pretty steady, usually.
He has a –
What's Williams only goes a couple, right?
Yeah. Urquidy's got a 5 ERA on the season. Let me look at Trevor Williams real quick, see what he's been up to, see where he's gone, because I can't remember from this morning. Yeah, he'll go. He'll go some games. He'll go He's got threes, fours, five innings sprinkled in there. His last one was two innings. And he had only given up two hits in those two innings. So we'll see what we get. But I like the Mets in this one.
All right, I'll sit this one out.
Okay. Jack Flaherty goes against Chichi Gonzalez. Yeah. St. Louis is at Milwaukee. I believe it's Chichi's first start with Milwaukee. I'm sitting this one out.
Flaherty second. He finds it tonight. Give me Cards first spot.
Okay. Gausman is going against Dylan Cease in Toronto at Chicago.
Here we go.
White Sox.
So say.
This is the one time I actually don't feel comfortable betting the White Sox. I don't
know why. What?
They have won me a lot of money the last couple games. They are so due.
First five plus a half for me for the White Sox. What are we doing, man?
I immediately when I saw this, who is that guy? Who's running the fucking cameras?
Come on, man. Southside.
I mean,
sit.
Tony.
Sit.
All right, we got to do it. Southside. That was it. First five. Let's go.
That wasn't real. It doesn't fucking count. There's no passion behind that.
You just.
It goes like this, Mitt. Southside.
No,
fucking no, you don't have it in your heart today. You just fucked us.
This is bullshit.
We're betting against the Cubs, Cease, dude.
Cease, not great against good teams. No. Talk about it all the time. Gausman, fucking, has been bad. Give me the White Sox first five plus a half.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you.
What the fuck just happened here?
What are we doing? White Sox. Guess who the number one team versus righties the last 2 weeks is?
White Sox.
Fucking White Sox.
Yeah, and Tim Anderson's fucking back.
Yeah, all the boys are coming back. Fuck!
Plus a half. Lance Lynn coming back.
Son of a bitch. We don't have a chance now, you son of a bitch.
No, right now is Gossman's actually a great time to take White Sox to win the World Series. They were like number two team. They were right behind the Dodgers.
First five. He's fucking taking them to win it all.
Yeah, I mean, they were right behind the Dodgers to start the year. They finally have fallen back a little bit. You finally get some actual value on the pick.
Okay, you want some value, Mitt?
Yeah.
You want some value on the White Sox? Okay. It's not a ton of value, but it is value. But because they were minus two something, beginning of the season, or plus 150 to win the Central.
Yeah.
You know, if you win Central, you don't have to win the World Series. You know, you just
go to the playoffs, right?
Yeah. There you go.
All right.
There we go.
Go to the playoffs. What's the bet to go to the playoffs?
Fucking go to the ship. Plus 150.
All right. Also that plus 150. We're throwing that too.
They are one game back of the Twins right now.
Well, good. The Twins fucking stink. So let's go. Cease. You got to pick it up.
Yo, I'm going to put that in. Give me plus 150 on the White Sox to win the division. Someone keep record of that.
Great bet.
Thank you. But you're still not on them tonight, so.
No, I said I was on plus half.
No, we don't need it.
That's fucking
Jonathan Heasley goes against Detmers in L.A. Detmers has been pretty good at home. I can't trust the Angels to win a game right now. So
I got nothing to do with the Angels right now.
No. Here's an interesting one. Gallen and Manea go in Arizona and the Dads. The D-backs are one of the better hitting teams in the league against lefties. San Diego has been red hot against righties. Gallen and Manea have the exact same expected ERA. I will stay away.
Dad's at a decent number every time. Dad's first five money line.
Go ahead.
Yep. I will fill it up again.
Go ahead. Last game of the night, 9:40 first pitch. Marco Gonzalez versus Capper Lee. Seattle at Oakland. I was going to take Seattle. But
what happened?
But I realized that they are 1-5 in their last six. And I just don't love taking teams that are 1-5 in their last six.
All right. Caprillion has been absolute shit. Give me the Mariners first five money line.
Yep. They had the advantage in pitching and hitting. But, like I said, I don't take teams that are 1-5 in the last six. That could be, you know, who am I? But I just don't do it. Okay. So, tonight. Boston, full game, run line versus Detroit. Atlanta, full game money line versus the Giants. Minnesota, first five money line. Now, that has shot up. You're probably going to have to lay a half there. Mets, first five plus a half. And White Sox, first five plus a half. And fuck it. You talked me into it. I'll take the Yankees wherever they're at.
Oh, the Yanks. Here we go. Yanks first five minus a half. Sox first five. Or, sorry, first half result on the Red Sox there. Rangers first five money line. Southside first five plus a half. Cards first five money line. Dad's first five money line. And the Mariners first five money line.
Okay. Good luck to you.
Come on.
Fucking
come on.
Good luck to you.
Good luck to you.
Good luck to everybody. Okay, that's baseball. Now we move to the Women's Association, Mitt. We are looking at an absolutely incredible schedule in the WNBA tonight. And I know you've studied hard. We've got four games tonight. What are we looking at?
Yeah, we had a travel day yesterday, so no games yesterday. I figured that out. But I like Dallas Wings going into the Atlanta Dream here. I think these teams match up very, very evenly here, Tony. Atlanta Dream, number one defensive team in the entire WNBA.
Well, you're going against the number one defensive team?
No, Tony. There's a lot of value here. Plus 144 at home money line, Atlanta Dream against the Dallas Wings here. I love it, Tony.
And so you're going Atlanta?
Oh, yeah, I'm going Atlanta. Let's go.
Number one defensive team.
Baby, man.
We're rooting for defense here. And then let's go to Phoenix, the Phoenix Mercury. They're playing the Minnesota Lynx. The Lynx, they can't play any defense. They've won three games this year. They're like 3-13. They stink.
Okay.
So we're betting Phoenix Mercury minus 5.5. And then let's go to probably my favorite team right now to watch, the Las Vegas Aces minus 7.5.
Hey, as I said to you last week, you got a team with fucking Taurasi and Skylar Diggins on it. We're taking Phoenix Mercury every time. Okay? I mean,
Skylar Diggins is much watched TV. Let's just take them minus the points. It doesn't matter. They always cover.
Okay. And then the last game, are you betting on the Los Angeles team because you're Mitt?
You know what? I actually sat that one out, but I almost did. I was thinking, you know what? They're in Staples. Like, you might as well throw it. But
are you going to Chicago and Las Vegas? You going against the Aces?
What do you mean?
Did I miss something?
No, I'm betting against the Chicago Sky.
Okay. You didn't say that game. Did I miss it?
Yeah, I said my favorite team to bet on, the Las Vegas Aces, minus 7.5.
I missed that one. Was that why I was talking about Skylar Diggins?
Okay, Skylar Diggins is on the fucking team, dude.
No, she's not.
No.
What?
No.
What team is Skylar Diggins on?
Phoenix.
Oh, that's the team I want to bet. I also bet them. Oh, that's where I got caught up. I bet them minus 5.5, and it's in a parlay.
Okay.
It's actually in a parlay with the Las Vegas Aces.
Aces, fucking there Kelsey. Go, Kelsey Plum is leading the Aces, okay? Get it right or pay the price.
Hey, Plum, I saw that, actually.
Hey, Tony.
What?
The chat's just saying you guys didn't hit dingers today if you wanted to give out your dinger picks.
Would you tell your best friends to fucking relax, okay?
Hey, it's the same. How about this? Same as last Tuesday. Rizzo and Devers every damn time.
Son of a bitch.
I did say Rizzo.
You did. So, hey, Bill, will you tell your only friends that we did dingers? I'm kidding, Bill.
Come on, Tom.
Anyone other than Rizzo?
Yeah, Devers.
Anyone other than your two that you do every week?
Fucking hits every time, dude. One of them hits every time. Oh, right. The cards. Fucking Papa Goldschmidt.
Papa Goldschmidt?
There you go. There's three.
Okay.
At least one hits.
There's so many bad pitching matchups. Here, pick someone to hit a home run from Fetty and Jordan Lyles game.
You can't just pick somebody. Fucking 18 fucking guys, dude. You mutt.
The Cards in Milwaukee game, okay?
Pick a fucking guy,
Heasley,
dude.
And Detmers.
Bill, come back in here and tell Tony.
Marco Gonzalez. Hold on. All right. I'm going to pick one. Okay. We'll play the game. Why does he do that? Huh? Why does he do it?
Will you pick a fucking guy?
I am, dude. I'm getting to it. Jesus Christ.
No. Fucking Freeds.
I hope this bet loses.
You better hope this hits. Take fucking Joey Votto again, dude. You won't. You fucking won't.
Votto still stings, or whatever they say.
You fucking won't.
Hold on. Oh, I can't even get the... son of a bitch. Give me a... you know what? Shohei goes deep tonight, okay?
Hold on the angles.
Give me Shohei.
Shohei bomb. Here we go.
I don't feel good.
Are you taking Tim Anderson, Mitt?
I don't feel good about that.
Coming off an injury. Also, kind of played bad last game. No, probably not. Abreu. I'd take Abreu. He hasn't hit one in a while.
Okay.
Yeah.
Actually, that's a for sure bet for me. I'm locking in Abreu home run. I love that.
Okay. Thank you, Mitt.
Thank you, Doug. Thank you, Guppy.
Oh, yeah.
Interrupted
any boost fucking in WNBA, dude.
Nope.
Nah, WNBA was over.
Yeah, it was. He got him.
No, Tony just tried to catch me up and.
No. That was you.
Which team, dude.
That was you, dude.
No. You knew that. I was like, my parlay slipped.
No.
Try to catch me up. You were probably reading the chat, probably laughing your ass off.
No, if I was reading the chat, Bill wouldn't have had to come in and say something about fucking Dinger Tuesday.
He got his ranch. He doesn't fucking read the chat anymore.
I'm out. Closed it. Won't look at it ever again. I took Zion to win it, MVP earlier today.
Hell yeah.
You know how I feel. I don't even really like him, so.
The team will be nice, man, with him and CJ.
Mm-hmm. And fucking
CJ's very underrated, I feel like. Doesn't really get the credit he deserves.
And fucking
be like the number four scoring option.
And fucking B. Ingram.
Ingram's a bucket.
Yeah.
What about who bought out, what's his name today? Gallinari. Was that the Hawks?
I don't know. I didn't even see it.
He'd be a nice addition somewhere. Here's a hot take.
Yes, can't wait.
If Kyrie's actually leaving the Nets, the Celtics should make the call for Durant.
Ooh.
Who would you be able to give up for him? Like, who'd you be Tatum. Okay with being like, okay, yeah.
Tatum.
Wow.
Comfy's like, yeah. Comfy's like, yeah. Sorry.
Durant on the Celtics with that team.
You might have to give up Tatum and Time Lord.
No. I ain't giving up Time Lord. Time Lord was on one leg dominating
playoffs. You can't get KD for Tatum straight up.
What do you think you'd have to give?
Quite a bit, probably.
I don't know. What's the age difference,
dude? Maybe you could. Yeah, you're right.
Dude, Jason Tatum at 24, 25 has already been to an NBA championship, has been to two other conference finals.
Yeah, you're right. You probably could.
That would be wild.
Just a thought. Just throwing it out there. It's a hot take.
Would you rather have KD?
Right now?
At his age? I would rather have Jason Tatum, but...
Right now?
Like...
Well, one went a lot farther in the playoffs than the other one.
That's a lot better team, though.
Maybe.
Nets team wasn't fucking... Who was their best fucking player besides Kyrie and KD? Bruce Brown?
Yes. No. 100% Bruce Brown.
He was Bruce Brown, dude.
Fucking the guy that jumped over a fucking car and dunked.
There's no way. Kyrie's got to fucking stay, doesn't he?
I think of Blake. Oh, Blake Griffin. Yeah, Kyrie's not going anywhere, dude. They are
just give him a short-term, fucking heavier contract, I'm guessing.
They are fucking at an impasse, though.
Fucking impasses are hard to fucking get by.
Aren't they? Okay. Any MLS today, or?
What's that?
any MLS today?
I tell you what.
No? Well, tomorrow we got Goff. Tomorrow we got Goff.
What tournament is it?
The Travelers, I believe, in Connecticut.
Travelers in.
Travelers Championship in Connecticut.
Everybody playing?
We'll see. We will see. Things are getting more interesting.
Yeah. Feels like they're all fucking playing in every tournament now.
Yeah. PGA did make a move today to add 8 tournaments, which are...
See, I think that's a bad look.
Well, they had to do it.
Did you think?
Yeah, they got to they gotta match them somehow.
Nick Faldo retired.
Nick Faldo did retire. Thank you, Nick.
Hell of a run, Nick.
He was kind of smug on the broadcast all the time, though, so.
Oh, yeah. Paw, birdie, birdie, paw, birdie, birdie.
But that's not Nance's guy. I wonder what Jim's going to do.
Who are they going to get in there?
Maybe Romo.
That would be electric.
Does love golf.
Hey, what that guy did on that golf course today, he's never getting on a microphone for the PGA Tour. All right. Disrespect the game like that.
No, you can't.
Well, you can't do that, can't dude. It's a fucking green. Fucking go off to the side in the rough he's stuff,
trying
dude.
To put his penis in the hole. All right, we'll be back tomorrow. New shirts are up on the store, stored up at MavyShow.com. Those are the Good Luck, God Bless, Hammer Down shirts. Go to the Hammer Down tab. YouTube.com/HammerDown, at Hammer Down on Twitter and Instagram. Hope all of your bets hit tonight. Good luck.
God bless.
Hammer
Down.